Her empty belly roiled, and she thought she might retch. The prospect of food brought other men out of the houses, nearly all of them wearing bits of mail or boiled leather. When the deer was cooked, the choicest portions were carried to one of the houses. She thought that the dark might let her crawl close and free Gendry, but the guards kindled torches off the cook fire. A squire brought meat and bread to the two guarding the storehouse, and later two more men joined them, and they all passed a skin of wine from hand to hand. When it was empty, the others left, but the two guards remained, leaning on their spears. Arya's arms and legs were stiff. When she finally wriggled out from under the briar into the dark of the wood, it was a black night, with a thin sliver of moon appearing and disappearing as the clouds blew past. Silent as a shadow, she told herself as she moved through the trees. In this darkness she dare not run, for fear of tripping on some unseen route or losing her way. On her left, Guard's Eye lapped calmly against its shores. On her right, a wind sighed through the branches, and leaves rustled and stirred. Far off, she heard the howling of wolves.